Hi, this is Daniel Garber of the Movies for CulturalMoney.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Well, there are more film festivals coming up soon in Toronto with Real Asian, Cinefranco, and Bits. That's Blood in the Snow just around the corner. But this week I'm looking at three new great movies. There's a consortium of carnivals locked in their chambers, a monster discovered in a closet by a New York actress, and a Toronto man forced out of his closet by the police. Your Monster, written and directed by Caroline Lindy. It's present-day Manhattan. Laura, played by Melissa Barrera, is a triple threat. She can sing, dance, and act. She's helping her boyfriend Jacob, played by Edmund Donovan, write his breakout musical soon to open on Broadway with her in the lead role. But when she gets sick, the big C, and needs surgery, he dumps her out of the blue while she's still in hospital and casts another actress, played by Megan Fahey, in her part. The surgery is a success, but Laura is a total wreck. She's doubly devastated, both from the sudden end to her 5-year relationship and for being cheated out of her big break. Her anger, frustration, and self-pity are all ready to explode. That's when she makes an unexpected discovery. There's a monster in her closet. The creature, played by Tommy Dewey, is an actual monster, bearded with long hair, sharp teeth, and leonine features, who talks like a dude. Apparently, he has lived there all her life. She grew up in this house. She just never saw him before. It's hate and fear at first sight. He threatens to tear out her throat and eat her alive, and tells her to leave the place forever and never come back. Meanwhile, Laura shows up for the audition uninvited and is cast as the understudy for her own role. But things gradually warm up at home as Laura and her monster get to know each other. But can she take him to the Halloween ball? Will she ever get to perform a role on stage? And will her boyfriend ever take her back? Your Monster is a very cute rom-com horror with a fair bit of singing, too. It's a riff on Disney's Beauty and the Beast, but with a funnier monster and a brooding beauty with a lot of anger inside. Melissa Barrera and Tommy Dewey have just the right amount of chemistry, while Edmund Donovan is suitably villainous as the bad boyfriend. I think he looks strangely like Jared Kushner. The movie as a whole is enjoyable and adorable. It takes a funny concept to the extreme. I like the costumes. I like the tight script. The whole movie is much better than I expected. There's a play within the play. Half the scenes are rehearsals or performances, but even the real home scenes are theatrical. Your Monster will make a great date movie, but just keep in mind there's a bit of horror within all this rom-com. Drive Back Home, written and directed by Michael Clowater. It's 1970 in the village of Stanley, New Brunswick. Weldon, played by Charlie Creed Miles, is a mechanic who lives with his mom, his wife, and his son in the house he was born and grew up in. One night, he gets a long-distance phone call from Toronto. His estranged younger brother, Pearly, played by Alan Cumming, an advertising exec who he hasn't heard from for many, many years, has been arrested for gross indecency. That means consensual sex with another man. The cop lays it out. If you can pick him up and take him home, all charges will be dropped. If not, he's going to prison for 5 years. So Weldon loads up his pickup truck with enough sandwiches and gasoline for a long, long trip and leaves his village for the first time in his life. He's terrified of having to speak French, so he takes the circuitous route, avoiding Montreal altogether. He picks up Parley from the cop shop, but there's no love lost between them. Pearly is a city boy who wears a jaunty cravat, while his big brother is a hick who's never seen a high-rise apartment or an answering machine. He just wants to drive back home. Pearly isn't a happy camper either. His marriage is a shambles. His career is tanked and his dog is dead ever since the cops arrested him. But what's left for him in Toronto? So they begin their long journey home again. But what secrets will be revealed along the way? Drive Back Home is a bittersweet drama about family and trauma. It's done in the style of a classic Canadian road movie like Don Shabib's Going Down the Road, but this one is about leaving the big city. Their trip through rural Ontario and Quebec alternates between scenic beauty, rustic kindness, and vicious small-town bigotry. Canada was still rife with homophobic hatred at the time. It was only homosexuality was only decriminalized a year earlier, and there are disturbing gay-bashing scenes in this film, along with a lot of homophobic F-bombs. Two main actors are English and Scottish, but both quite good and maintain decent Canadian accents, a gruff one for Creed Miles and an arch one for Cumming. The rest of the cast features prominent Canadian actors with Claire Coulter as Adelaide, the hard-ass mom, Guy Sprung as a francophone farmer, Dan Byrne as a priest, and Alexandre Bourgeois as a young guy they meet in a roadhouse bar. Drive Back Home is a moving look at Canada's bad old days. Conclave, directed by Edvard Berger. A hush hangs over the Vatican. His Holiness the Pope is dead. And the world's cardinals in red robes with white mitres are congregating to choose the next pontiff from within their own group. Ballots are all secret, but until one of them receives 2/3 of the votes, they are literally locked in with no contact with the outside world. What are their criteria for the next pope? He has to be virtuous and humble, but also healthy and strong. And he must be honest, as the pope is infallible. Bishop Lawrence, played by Ralph Fiennes, is the dean in charge of the highly secretive process. The most popular candidates: Bellini, played by Stanley Tucci, a modest liberal reformer; Tedesco, played by Sergio Castellitto, a bombastic traditionalist who sucks on a vape; and the highly respected Adeyemi, played by Lucien Msamati. But Lawrence is privy to new information just before the lockdown. A drunken monsignor alleges the Pope fired Tremblay, played by John Lithgow, just before he died. And a mystery man, Benitez, played by Carlos Diaz, appears out of nowhere claiming to be the Cardinal of Kabul, Afghanistan. And then there are the nuns, including Sister Agnes, played by Isabella Rossellini, who remains silent but can see and hear everything. Which bishop will they choose to turn the conclave smoke from black to white? Conclave is a stunningly good thriller about secrets and subterfuge within the Vatican. The constant changes of political alliances, as well as shocking revelations, will keep your rapt attention until the very end. It presents a Vatican that's both exquisite and decadent, with black mold and dirt spreading on its columns. It's all the work of German director Edvard Berger, who made All Quiet on the Western Front a couple years ago, with Volker Bertelmann's powerful music and fascinating camera work throughout. It was filmed at Rome's famous Cinecittà studio, which is always deft at recreating the Vatican. I love this constant attention to detail. Red sealing wax, Latin prayers, and tortellini soup. Acting superb, especially Ralph Fiennes. I've never been a fan, but he is just so good in this role. Maybe his best I've ever seen. Altogether, this makes Conclave a great night out. Your Monster and Conclave both open this weekend in Toronto. Check your local listings. And Drive Back Home is having its Toronto premiere tonight at CAMH on Queen Street West as part of the Rendezvous with Madness Film Fest. This is Daniel Garber, the Movies Eat, Saturday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.